Traffic, eh? We've done that one there, Bradjo. Mm-mm. Anyway, you can see. I mean, he's a Pirates supporter, so, you know, he doesn't do those very often. If he was a Kaizer Chiefs supporter, we'd have to send him away for the weekend. But Bradjo with us there, of course, and a great team keeping you company. Kia and Bruce answering your phones. They're also my bosses. Tell me what to do. And if there's ever something you want to talk about, Dr. Rose Phillips, wonderful, wonderful futurist, talking about Google, technology, our brains, memory. If that's something you want to talk about, if you want to continue calling in and talking about how bored you are because your manager and your executive team and everybody does presentation via PowerPoint and they don't tell stories and they don't engage you, you can share that as well. If you want to talk about the schooling system and how it is, I know she was probably going to say she's cut full with the schooling system, but we don't use words like that on radio, you see. But the schooling system, they teach you in sort of PowerPoint mode instead of immersing you into critical thinking and all the other things that you need. Those are some of the issues you can talk about. But we also celebrate entrepreneurs who do phenomenal stuff. Now, we are joined by Paul Galatis, who's the founder and CEO of Names and Faces. What in the world is that? Well, Names and Faces, it's a virtual directory that helps you with information about your organization, providing a one-on-one approach when it comes to the people in it. And I'm not going to read the rest of this, because then I didn't have to invite him in the first place. I thought I'd do a one sentence. Welcome you, Paul. What a pleasure having you here.
Hi, Kino. Nice to be
very
here.
Very good. Very good. Thanks. Before we talk about this business, man, tell us about you.
Me? Wow. Do you want a story?
Just a little bit. Just a little bit of a story.
Let me just start by saying I just want to say, oh, sorry, I'm about Olani's passing.
Thank you, sir.
I spent a lot of time listening to him, and he's a great man. I know everyone here is pretty devastated by it. So
I think he's left a good legacy for us and a good standard as well. So thank you for that.
Thanks for having me over. I'm an entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. I now live in San Francisco in the States, but spent the last 10 years in Cape Town. I was a partner at Yuppie Chef previously, which my two partners started, and we built that company out, and that'll come into a little bit of the story. But I now run a company called Names and Faces, as you mentioned.
Yeah.
And we make visual employee directories for organizations. And what that means is, let me tell you how it began.
Yeah.
20 years ago, I was at high school, 500 students, one campus. I'd walk past the same people every day. And as I became more senior, I realized all the juniors knew the seniors, mm-hmm. but the seniors didn't know the juniors, right?
Yeah.
As we all know from school.
Story of life, isn't
Story
it?
Story of life, exactly. But these guys would walk past me, and they'd greet me every morning. Morning, Paul. And I knew what the difference was if I could say, hey, Kino, how's your sports game this weekend? Versus just saying, hey, bud. And after a couple of weeks of frustration, I went to our principal and I said, can I make a book that has a photograph of every kid in the school and every staff member in the school? It's not a leavers book. It's not a yearbook. It's a names and faces book, right? Oh. Name, grade, house, date of birth, mother's name, father's name, and contact details.
Right.
And I made this book, printed 2,000 copies, gave one to every person, every parent, every student in the staff member in the school. And finally, you could just page through. You'd be like, wow, that's the kid who got expelled last month. And that's the kid who did really well in sport. I didn't even know who he was. Because, you know, we're visual people. We've been recognizing faces for 200,000 years. And here, my big frustration has been a frustration of mine for many, many years, is being part of a community of people who I should know because I'm joined to them by virtue of the fact that I'm at school with them or I work in a business with them.
Correct.
And the difficulty of getting to know who people were. And I then made that book, and a bunch of other schools in the area asked me to make those books for them every year when I went to university, which kind of got me into design. It got me into entrepreneurship.
Yeah.
And then I started my first job at Standard Bank in Johannesburg. And I walked onto the fifth floor, and there are 90 people around me. And the first thought I had was like, who the hell is anybody here? And how do I get to know who they are? And people said to me, you know, go and look at the intranet because we've got an intranet. And I was like, well, the intranet's rubbish. It's never there when I need it, right? With like in the canteen, on the elevator, etc.
Like most intranets.
Yeah. Photos are badly populated. It's just a relatively useless place, and it's difficult to get to. I kind of want a book like I had previously when I was at school.
Yeah.
And every work environment I went into was the same thing. And then my two partners started Yuppie Chef in 2006. I joined them in 2008. We were about 5 people. We were then 10 people, then 20 people, then 40 people. And at about 50 people, I walked into the office one day. And I said to my partners, who's that person who we hired 3 weeks ago? Right? I spent an hour interviewing her. I know her background. I know where she comes from. I know her husband's name. I just can't remember her name right now. And I'm about to walk into the customer service area. And she'll turn around and she'll say, hey, Paul, how are you doing?
Yes.
And I'll say, hey, you? And as far as I was concerned, it just wasn't going to cut it from a leadership perspective. It was like,
absolutely.
How do I not know the people on my own team? And I know we had this information somewhere in our HR system, but as a director of the company, I didn't make use of the HR system. The HR team used the HR system.
Yes. Right?
And so it's like, how do we just put the basic information that I put into a book many years ago in everyone's hands, because it changes the way that we engage as people. And so my big obsession has always been, how do we just break down that initial barrier of friction that stops people from engaging like normal human beings? Not over tech. I don't need you to ping me or poke me or like me or share your stream of consciousness. I just want to be able to walk up to you and say, hey, Kino, how are you doing? And have the ability to get hold of you when I need to, and the confidence to know who you are. And so that's what Names and Faces does. We created a digital version of the book. I called the schools who'd been coming back to me for 16 years. I called them in 2016. And I said, hey, can we stop making the book? They've made the book every year for 16 years. Can we stop cutting down trees? And we'll make a digital version. And they said, we'd love to. But we will make the app and the book at the same time. Because if the app doesn't work, there'll be anarchy amongst the parents and the staff of the book's not around. And so we made the app, and it worked. And everyone liked it. And then I started showing it to a few leaders of companies. And I said, you know, would this be useful? And a friend of mine was the MD of one of the big ad agencies in London. He looked at it and he said, well, we 450 people spread over three floors. Yeah. He said, this would be gold for me. And so what Names and Faces is, it's a visual representation of your people. It's not an HR system. It's not a social network. It's not a new comms tool for companies. It sits in this kind of interesting, unique niche where it doesn't replace what people have. It's the simplest, fastest directory of your people, which in 2 or 3 seconds, you can open it, you can have context on who people are, where they are in your organization, in terms of which departments they sit in or which locations they're in, and their contact details.
Can you imagine having, I don't know, maybe it's got the functionality right, but I like doing an interview from a perspective of not knowing too much about it, because that makes me more inquisitive. Mm. But can you imagine having some type of near-field communication when you're walking into a meeting and you're within 2 meters of someone? It automatically pops up and says, hey, man, this is Paul, and then tells you a bit of a story.
Yeah.
I mean, that is...
So there are a couple of things that we're kind of exploring in that space. We had one, you know, Google had their famous don't be evil line. We, when we started building this business, one of the principles we had was, you know, don't be creepy.
Yes.
Right? Don't do anything. You know, a lot of people have said to us, you know, could you just hold the app up and it facially recognize who's in the room, and then you suddenly know who they are. And we think that might come in the future, but right now I don't think we as society are quite ready for it.
Yeah.
To your point, one of the things we are looking at soon is, you know, if you've got a calendar meeting. And you're meeting with these 7 people, that Names and Faces will give you a quick preview of who's going to be in that meeting. So, you know, we've had CEOs who've seen Names and Faces and said, I desperately need this for my company, because last week I walked into a meeting to meet a client and I introduced myself to my own staff member. And my staff member kind of looked at me and said, you know, Kino, I've worked with you for the last year. And he's like, he's got 500 people on his team. He didn't know who was who.
I just, you know, I find this, I'm smiling when I hear you speak, because I'm just, you know, my brain with my ADD is going all over the place at the moment. And the one place it's taking me to right now, Paul, is the whole idea of the way we onboard people in business. Mm. I think HR is the biggest waste of time in most businesses.
Careful. HR people are wonderful.
They probably, of course they are. I mean, I think the process that we use to onboard is useless, because we don't ask. All I want to know is, hey, Paul, you got a great CV, you were a director, you did this, what's your technical proficiency? Great, man, you got the job. I don't know what else is happening in your life. I don't know what you want to achieve in life one day. I don't know. I mean, for all I care, you know, having 20 poodles around you every day is a great thing and it'll keep you more productive. But these aren't the questions that I ask. And I'm looking at this particular app and I'm thinking, wow, imagine that app is used as part of an onboarding process for someone who comes into the business. And at certain levels, maybe an executive level, at a managerial level, everybody who reports to you, you're able to understand the story behind certain people. Mm. And as a business, you're able to actually incentivize them with more than just money. Because, you know, most executives go, if I give you a 20% increase, you're going to be happy. Mm. But if I'm still up a ball, you're not going to enjoy working with me. And it's a different, I don't know. I mean,
I hear you.
So
from an onboarding perspective, Names and Faces, I think, plays a very
valuable
role. So we work with about 120 companies now between South Africa, the UK, and the US, including, we're about to go live at Takealot.
Brilliant.
We're working with MNC Saatchi. We're working with BBDO in New York and the US, quite a few ad agencies. quite a few. We're with Old Mutual Alternative Investments here. And so when people join those organizations, again, going back to my Standard Bank story, you arrive and you're like, first of all, how do you help that person become more confident in the workplace?
Absolutely.
Right? I have a view that we almost need less tech in our lives and not more tech. I also think we're moving into this strange new world where, it's not so strange, it's not so new anymore, but where everyone projects their stories, right? And everyone tries to like craft how you should perceive me and write my profile, etc. I almost think there's something that we can simplify. It's one of the things that Names and Faces tries to do is let me know what you look like, because we've been recognizing faces forever and I'm really good at that, right? Let me know how to get hold of you. Let me get some context for where you fit in. And let that be enough confidence for you to then go and engage me as a normal human being in the company. So a new person comes on board, he shouldn't be that guy that no one knows and no one can remember his name for 6 months, so everyone avoids him in the corridor, right? And as a CEO, when new people join you and you spend your first Friday afternoon having drinks with them in the bar, and a week later you see that person in the lift and you can't remember who they are, I think those are the small textural things that make people's onboarding and time in companies. And if for a senior person to find out more about you, my inclination is do that in person, right? I don't think it needs to be – you don't need to craft this perfect profile and then have that available to people, because then you've got more things to maintain, more things to write
about.
You're projecting more of a facade. Our idea is how do we just give people the lowest common denominator of information for them to engage with the team around them?
On the other side, though, and I think you're right about going to craft the whole blinking LinkedIn story, Facebook story, let's share everything about me, I think won't be very useful. But if you know one or two little tidbits about the person outside of their job competency, like, I don't know, I love volunteering at the beach or whatever, those sort of things, little tidbits that give you almost a discussion point.
So we have a number of names and faces. You know, we work with the existing data companies have. So any company that's interested in creating a names and faces directory can go to our site, kind of book a demo, and then explore how. So we take the data they have on their system. We then create a very simple directory. It's only available to their people. They can include whatever data they want. And so a number of our clients will have a section which is about me, where someone can write, as you say, a little brief. These are what my interests are. These are the kinds of things I do outside of work, which absolutely does add some texture. What we try and do is we're trying not to create a new profile for all of us to update. You know, we have so many tools right now. You have you wake up in the morning and you need to check your inbox on LinkedIn, on WhatsApp, in your mail, on Slack, etc. Like, we don't need another place to go and check messages.
So just from a UX user perspective, right? How does it work then? So I download the app for starters. I either go to, I would imagine it's on Google Play Store, and it's on the iOS or App Store as well. I download it, and then how simple is it to use this?
So we work with organizations. So we will, ours is a B2B play. So organizations will engage us. You know, as a user, you can go and you can download a demo to check it out. But Prime Media would engage us, who's one of our recent clients as well, which we're very excited about. And we will work with the HR team, right, or the ops team, and we will create the directory, right? Then you as a user, as one of the 300 or 400 employees, would go and download the app. You would log in with your email address. It would recognize who you are. And you, because you are Prime Media, you get the Prime Media directory. It's all created. It's all your departments are there. Your geographies are there. People's skills are there. Their contact details, and all their photographs. And it's, as I say, it's presented in a visual way that you can very quickly see who's who. And it's, that is all it does, right? So we also, as far as like how tech is progressing today, it's moved a lot into this idea of self-generated content where, you know, everyone goes and populates their own thing. We're trying to move away from that a bit, because if you said to everyone, hey, we're launching a directory, everyone go and populate your own details, you'd get about a 55% success rate, which makes a directory that is really unusable. And so we work with central HR teams or ops teams, create a highly accurate visual directory that is then given to everybody, which you can open, and in 2 seconds, you dive straight into who's who in your organization, how to get hold of them.
It's fascinating.
And that's the
plan. Love what you're doing. And you're keeping it, as the thing goes, KISS. Keep it simple, stupid.
Keep it simple, stupid. Indeed.
Bloody-lutely. I love it. Love what you're doing. So where do we find this? We go on. We just go on to, as I said.
Go to namesandfaces.com.
Yeah.
And you can download a demo and check it out there, or get in touch with us for to have a chat and see how to get set up. And that's the story.
Well, I'll tell you what, seeing as we're a client of yours, downstairs having a good old faff chat with two of my colleagues.
Right.
And the one said, "Do you know our names?" I said, "No." I said, "I love talking to you." I said, I'm terrible with blanking names. Yeah. Terrible. Yeah. But I love talking to you. You know, but I think it's such an important place that you're filling.
You have I read something a while ago about the definition of celebrity, and you certainly are one of South Africa's celebrities. But the definition, as I was reading it, was you're a celebrity when more people know who you are than you know others. Right. And so in some ways, you have an interesting excuse that there are so many people who know who you are that it's understandable. No one can really be too upset if you don't know who they are. Perhaps people in your building, you know, maybe you should know who's in your building, right? But you probably are trying to retain so many people who engage with you.
Hey, listen, you still walk in here and you go, how long have you been working here? Which is why I think we're doing it, keeping it simple as it
keeping
is.
It simple.
And I mean, it's a simple value proposition. You're not trying to complicate the world. You're saying, hey, man, here's a challenge. Yeah. This is the challenge we're solving. Yeah. This is how we can do that. And, you know, I mean, don't you have tablets maybe like in lifts and stuff where people can...
Well, everyone's got a tablet in their pocket.
True story.
And this is the thing. Oh, so, you know, we see organizations of about 300 to 400 people using the app 150 times a day. Mm. And a lot of that, I think, is down to... It is an app that does one thing. All the apps we use are the ones that do one thing really well. I use Google Maps for maps. I use WhatsApp for messaging. I use email for email. Names and Faces just provides you a super fast, accurate list of who's who in your organization.
Just quickly, tell me a bit about the Y Combinator story.
Oh, yeah. So last year we applied to Y Combinator, which is a startup investment fund accelerator in the U.S. They birthed Airbnb. They birthed Dropbox.
Those little companies.
Those little companies. And so they invest in about 150 companies a year, a semester, sorry. And we applied as a pipe dream and got on, which was amazing. And so we went to the US last year for 3 months. We then presented to a bunch of investors. We raised some US investment. And I've actually been living over in San Francisco for the last 9 months, setting up a US office for us.
Lovely.
So we have a team here in Cape Town and a team in San Francisco. And we're taking Names and Faces to the world.
Great.
Born in Cape Town.
Wonderful stuff. Well, I'll be adding you to LinkedIn and Names and Faces, obviously within the context of this company. But Paul, what a lovely businessman. And thanks for sharing that with us.
Thanks very much. Great to be
here. Paul Glatz there, founder and CEO of Names and Faces. You see how simple it is to keep things simple instead of trying to overcomplicate life. You can get away with a lot by just letting everybody know what the hell you are about. Simple as that. It is 10.